Hello, everyone, and welcome to our message this evening. If anybody out there has opened this message as a podcast, we'd like for you to understand that we are on a live teleconference meeting, so there'll be people dialing in from around the country. To give them an opportunity to get here, we will start our message in about 3 to 5 minutes. And anytime you podcasters, anytime you'd like to join us on our teleconference meetings at Freedom's Way, they're held every Monday and Friday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363-pound. You can also go online to freedomswayministries.com for more information about us and ways to support our ministry. So if you'd like to say hello, please do that now.
Hello.
Hi there.
That's Judy. You didn't call me.
Oh, I forgot. I am so sorry.
That's all right. I'll remind you again tomorrow morning.
Okay. I got to give Judy my number. I am so sorry. I can give you the number. Can you add it to your phone?
No, I can't. Okay. No, I don't know how to do that. If you call me, I can add it. That's the thing. And then I can put everything in.
I got you. All right. I'm making myself a note.
Okay. I'm going to delete you because I got a crying baby.
All right. Who else would like to say hello?
Hey, Vicki, it's Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for being here.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
Okay, I can't wait to see what I got to say.
I know. It goes.
Lois Rock.
Lois. So glad to have you here. What state are you living in now?
Virginia.
Virginia. Well, you are going to have to text me if you still have my phone number. You're going to have to text. Okay. You're going to have to text me your address.
I will.
So I'll know how to keep up with you. All right. Good to hear from you. Who else is on the line tonight that would like to say hello? Anybody? Hallelujah. Well, we've got about a minute or two, I think, to let everybody get in here. We had a lovely day today.
Hey, the gang's all here.
Who is that? Hello, I didn't catch who's there. Okay, that's fine.
Hello.
Welcome in. Hey. Was that Jim? Roll on. Well, we're glad to have you here tonight. Got a wonderful word. We'll see what the Lord does with it. You know, He has promised us He would follow His word with signs. So we're expecting. We are in an attitude of expectation tonight. Mm-hmm. So be ready. Does anybody else like to say hello before I mute your telephones?
Hello.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah, you know who you're talking to?
This is Charlotte.
You got it. Yeah.
And is your husband there with you?
Uh-huh.
Wonderful.
You want to say hi to Vicki?
Hey, Vicki.
Welcome. Welcome, Jim. Glad to have you here.
We're glad to be here.
Thank you, thank you. Anybody else want to say hey? All
hey.
Right, then. Hey. I'm going to go ahead and mute your telephones, and we will get started. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Welcome. My name is Phil Burdett. I'm here with my wife, Vicki. We're Freedom's Way Ministries. You are welcome here. We have a word from the Lord for you tonight, and you're going to love it. Our mission is to help you come into your full identity in Christ as a glory carrier, someone who is making a difference everywhere they go, someone who is healing people from their shadow. Hallelujah. And that is an ultimate goal. It is. We are here to help you any way we can for you to get free and to walk in your true identity, love, humility, and truth. So, hallelujah and welcome. I'm going to pray us in and get us started tonight. So put on your seatbelts. It is going to be an exciting time. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that it is anointed and it is from your heart. And we honor you for that, Lord. We bow our knee. We worship you tonight, our Father. And we say thank you for your word. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for all you're doing through this ministry. Thank you for all the people on the line. Ask you to bless them abundantly, speak to their hearts, give them something special tonight that will change their lives and directions toward you in every way possible. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. In the name of Jesus, I turn aside any assignment against this word. I turn aside any retaliation. You are bound in the name of Jesus. And we just loose the Holy Spirit to have your way tonight in your people. In the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to call this part 7 in proving God's will that everyone be healed. Because this message tonight is sort of a culmination of our teachings so far that prove God's will to heal all of us of anything in our lives that has afflicted or affected us, especially concerning our physical bodies. And we're going to be going into redemption from the curse of the law and the depth of what that truly means to those who are born again. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb from the curse of the law. So it would be a good thing for us to realize just what we've been redeemed from. What exactly is the curse of the law? Well, I want to begin with a clear word from Galatians about our redemption. This is Galatians 3:13. I am sure that many of you are familiar with this particular verse. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. It's also clear from the Word of God that first and foremost, the curse of the law is sin. We're told that without the law, we would not know sin. Think about it. If there's no law, there can be no law to break. Therefore, there's no sin. Romans 7, verse 7 to 9. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. No. I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust except the law had said, you shall not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died.
Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. We also already know from the Word that the wages of sin is death. Romans 6, 20-23 says, for when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness. And the end, everlasting life, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
To this, to tie this into God's will to heal, we know that enough illness in your body will bring death. Since God made a way for us to be free from sin, he also made a way for us to be free from sickness and disease. It's called redemption. Sickness is a manifestation of death. It shows a face of death. But Christ has already redeemed us from this curse. Christ did it. It is not something that is yet to be done. It is done. He accomplished our redemption. He paid the debt fully. He bought us. He bought us back from the hand of the enemy, from the hand of sickness and death. It's already done. The Amplified Bible says Christ purchased our freedom. If it's in the curse of the law, we have been redeemed from it. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
1 Peter 1:18 through 19 says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
We are already redeemed. Christ did it. It's not something that is yet to be done. So let's look at the curse of the law. We want to find out some of the things that we have been redeemed from. The curse of the law came about because of the disobedience and rebellion of the people. Now, because Christ paid the price for our redemption, his own life, his own bloodshed, it doesn't mean we are now free to rebel against God's word. We want to make that very, very clear. We are not advocating that you don't have a responsibility. Sin is always going to have consequences in the world because Satan is a legalist.
Right.
And he is going to use any open door to afflict us. Sin opens doors. However, once we recognize, we repent, we renounce the attitudes and actions that open the door for curses, we can trust the precious blood of Jesus to cleanse us and to restore us. It takes both to maintain your freedom. It takes both deliverance and discipline. It takes both. You're going to find the curses in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 through 68. You'll also find them in Leviticus chapter 26, verses 14 through 39. Now, we're not going to read all those verses for the sake of time. And you would think it was very boring anyway. But we encourage you to read them and study them.
You're laughing.
But before we go into the curses of the law, let us remind you of the blessings of our covenant. Deuteronomy chapter 28 begins by outlining the many blessings we can expect when we keep our covenant with the Lord. At those times when we transgress the covenant, we only need to know we can turn from our wickedness, known and unknown, and return to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. He is faithful to his word. Not only did he give us who know, who know and have experienced Jesus Christ and his salvation a way to be free. God also gave the Israelites a way to return and be free based on what Jesus would accomplish in the future. It's all.
That is a very important part. Maybe you should say that again.
Maybe you should read that one.
Okay, I'll say it. Because we have known and experienced Jesus Christ, he has given us his salvation as a way to be free from these curses. But God also gave the Israelites a way to return and be free, even before Jesus, based on what Jesus would accomplish in the future. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well said. It's all about Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Even in the days before Jesus, God loved his people, and he healed them based on the redemption Jesus would bring in the time to come. We have only to read these verses in Leviticus to see it. And that those verses are Leviticus 26, verses 44 and 45. And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly and to break my covenant with them from the Lord their God. But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors when I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the brethren that I might be their God. I am the Lord.
Amen. Amen. They were brought out of the land of Egypt. Oh, hallelujah. In the sight of the heathen. Hallelujah. And God remembers. He remembers. Jesus Christ made the way for our redemption from the curse of the law. He did not mean for our redemption to become a license to disobey God. Please hear my heart. Jesus came to fulfill the law, not to destroy it. And once you know the truth, you are responsible for it. If you do not want truth tonight, if you don't want responsibility, then you probably need to hang up. Because you're going to get a lot of truth tonight, and when you do, you'll be responsible for it. If we are not walking in obedience, we can't expect the blessings to chase us down and overtake us. You know, that chapter starts out with the blessings, but it says, if you, then I. Covenant is conditional. We've already talked about that in a previous meeting. Our redemption is complete. We don't have to do anything. We have to do nothing other than believe it and receive it. There is a balance. God is a God of balance. Repentance is still and will always be valid and also vital in maintaining our freedom from sin, sickness, poverty, and death in this world. So from what are we redeemed? The verses in Deuteronomy tell us many of the things that are included in the curse of the law. So here we go. We are redeemed from pestilence or plague. Now, I think this would certainly include infectious diseases, wouldn't it? Consumption is also mentioned as a part of the curse. This would be breathing disorders, lung diseases like tuberculosis, pneumonia, bronchitis, other life-weakening illnesses, all the things that come to steal your breath, that cause you to be short of breath, out of breath, or struggle to breathe, is in the curse of the law. You've been redeemed from it. Wasting diseases, the word says. Wasting diseases are those diseases and conditions that cause your body to waste away. That would likely include diabetes, muscular dystrophy, ALS, cancer in many forms, and many, many other autoimmune diseases. Listed in the curse of the law, we also see fevers and extreme burning. Ooh, wow. This would cover inflammations, malaria, colds, scarlet fever, all kinds of flu viruses, streptococcus, and so forth. Thank you, Lord. That's just part of it. It goes on.
Mildew is also mentioned as part of the curse. That would also cover jaundice, paleness, liver diseases, immune system disorders, and many forms of cancer. Botch or burning sores covers scabs, boils, inflammatory diseases, ulcers, abscesses, and the like. Even hemorrhoids, which also covers tumors, swelling in the groin. Couldn't that be that would be an enlarged prostate in men. Sores and piles. The curse mentions the itch and the scab, and some translations say scurvy. This would include eczema, psoriasis, skin cancer, skin eruptions, and even those below the surface, festering sores, as well as all malignancies and other skin diseases and disorders. All sorts of allergies are in the curse of the law, allergic reactions, rashes, insect toxins, even the evil, malignant, foul scab that is beyond all remedy. The curse speaks of astonishment of heart, confusion of mind, bewilderment, distraction, crazed in the wits, fear, and panic. Certainly we can see the mental and emotional disorders in this, and also in the quaking heart, fearful or misgiving heart, anxious and unsettled mind. This would include schizophrenia, paranoia, bipolar diseases, hormonal imbalances that affect the mind and body, ADD and ADHD, autism, Asperger, and many other syndromes. The failing of the eyes is in the curse, which would have to do with blindness, depression, and crying. Then there's sorrow of the mind, which should speak also to loss of appetite, despondency, and a languishing spirit.
There is so much in the curse of the law. We've been redeemed. The curse says your life will be a burden to you night and day. Wow. Here you could think of fibromyalgia, relentless neuropathies, other conditions of unidentifiable pain. You'll be in fear and uncertainty, living in suspense and dread. The Lord redeemed us from all of this, and even more. The curse even says things as yet unnamed and not recognized, plagues that are unimaginable. Hadn't even thought of them yet. Extraordinary affliction. Plagues of your seed. That would be genetic disorders. All the diseases of Egypt that you were afraid of is mentioned in the curse. Well, every disease that was evident in Egypt throughout its long, long history is in the curse. And even more. Verse 61 in Deuteronomy 28 tops it off with this. Also, every sickness and every plague not written in the book of this law. Every disease, known or unknown, mentioned or not mentioned, whatever you can think of, and even things you haven't imagined, you've been redeemed from all of them. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You're either going to believe the Word of God or you're not. Don't let go of this truth. If I tell you the truth and you choose not to believe me, it doesn't make the truth a lie. Don't let go of this truth, this aspect of your redemption. You have already been redeemed from the curse of the law. Resist it. Stand against it. Call a stop to it. You are redeemed. You are redeemed. If you are a born-again child of God, say this. I am redeemed.
I am redeemed.
From the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
I am redeemed. Hallelujah. Oh.
Oh. Hallelujah. And we're talking about healing too. I mean, that's been the theme of this entire series. And now we're talking about any potential blocks. Wouldn't that be? Your freedom has been purchased. Nothing is left out. There's nothing yet to be covered. It's all there within your redemption. And it's time for us to grab hold of this truth, hold on to it, and become intentional. Refuse to give life to whatever is plaguing you. I know this is tough. Speak death to the manifestations of the curse of the law. Search your heart and cleanse it, if need be.
Speak death. Speak death. The power of death and life is in your tongue. Speak death to the manifestations of the curse of the law. Wow, that's good.
Amen. Search your heart. Cleanse it. Stand on the word. Press in. Press forward. 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through
7.
6:14 through 7:1. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion has light with darknesses and darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be you separate, says the Lord. Touch not, the unclean thing, and I will receive you. and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord God Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Amen. Amen. Having these promises, what promises is that? God will dwell in us, walk in us, he'll be our God, we'll be his people. So how do we cleanse ourselves and stay clean? I want to remind you of what is called the eight R's. Recognize, take responsibility, repent, renounce, remove, resist, rejoice, and restore. Restore others. So, first we must recognize what it is. What spirit have we allowed to use us to manifest its nature and evil intent? What's behind this thing? Recognize the problem and that it's not you. You have a real enemy. It didn't come from God. I think it was first said by Joe Medina, you have to name your sin to tame your sin. You have to name your sin to tame your sin. If you have trouble with this, if you have trouble recognizing, then seek godly counsel to help you see it. Next, we must take responsibility. Take responsibility for our actions and attitudes, and also for allowing the sin spirit behind the action and attitude access to us. Personal accountability is big with God. This nation has forgotten it. We need to have it revived in us, in our communities, in our churches, and in our nation. Personal accountability brings about a humility that releases angels to minister to us and releases God to raise us up again. Don't deny it any longer and stop the blame shifting. Oh, well, I wouldn't be this way if he wasn't that way, or well, you know, God must have wanted this. That's lazy and irresponsible Christianity. It's not God's will that everything that happens is not God's will. We've already been over that too. Okay. Where am I? Okay, personal accountability. Then this takes us to the third R, which is repent. Repent is not just being sorry you got caught or that you're suffering some consequence. It's a godly sorrow that brings about a change of heart, a change of mind, and a change of direction. It turns you back to God in his way rather than your own. The fourth R is renounce. We renounce the sin and the spirit behind it. We do not renounce ourselves, beat ourselves up, and continually feel that we deserve punishment and misery, so we live in punishment and misery. Simply break agreement with that thing, and you will break its power over you. Tell the devil you will not participate or entertain him in this area. You do not want him in your life. No demon in hell has any power at all that we do not give it because of our agreement, known or not known, with that thing. Once the thing has been identified, then our sincere disagreement with it breaks its hold.
Thank you, Lord.
The fifth R is remove it. Don't just stop with repentance. Get rid of the sin. We name and cast out that evil thing from our hearts. Jesus said, for from within, out of the heart of man, come all these things. And you remember what all those things were? I'm not going to go through them now, but there's a lot of things. And they are not holy. So, any evil thing in our heart, he says it comes out of our hearts. So, let's let it go out and go away in the name of Jesus. Next, we must realize we now have yet another responsibility, and that is to resist the spirit or its near kinsman when it returns to torment us with the thought or a feeling, with a thought or a feeling. We can say, no, get out of my head. It's already been dealt with, but we'll do its best, but we'll do its best to come out.
Come back.
Keep the door closed by staying submitted to God and using his word to resist and maintain joy in your life. You know, Jerry Savelle wrote a book called, you know, if the devil can't steal your joy, he can't keep your goods. I'm sorry, keep your stuff or something like that. That's true. Maintain joy in your life. When you submit to God, all you have to do is resist the devil and he flees.
Amen.
This is where discipline comes into play. We've said many times you can't be a disciple without discipline. We must also now rejoice in our freedom from that stronghold and praise the Lord for who he is. Focus on your blessings, not on your lack. Focus on your blessings, not on your lack, not on your problem. Look at what's right with God and not what's wrong with you. Worship of God reminds us of his greatness in our lives and brings forth a testimony that carries us into the last of the eight R's, restore. And again, we mentioned in the past that worship of God really isn't because he needs it, it's because we need it. Because he's already done it. He's already done what he's going to do. It already has been accomplished. So we have to have reminders in our lives of his greatness. And that brings forth the testimony. Then he restored. Then it is restored. Helping to restore others is an assignment from heaven for every believer. Your freedom is not just for you, but to build God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Yeah. Our testimony of freedom and deliverance from a problem is the do it again, Lord, for someone else who may be struggling. When people see that others go through it, and have been through the same things they go through, it helps them understand that the power of God works.
Amen. And it is the power of God that brings us through.
Amen.
And testimony, your testimony is so valuable in helping to restore someone else. But with this method, and I want to say there are no formulas with God, but this is a good method to get freedom and to keep it. With this method, you'll find freedom within yourself. You're not going to have to be a conference junkie going around to get somebody to lay hands on you here and there and everywhere and going to every healing conference and so on and so forth. Believe God's will and his word and live it. Stop rebelling. Stop giving control of your mind and your emotions over to the enemy. Refuse to talk about the problem. Refuse to repeat words that oppose God's will and his word. Don't listen to all the people who say, this doesn't work. Well, it might work for you, but it didn't work for me. Or that doesn't work. Or that didn't work. No. Shout it to the rooftops. I am redeemed. Keep the word of God uppermost in your mind. foremost on your lips. There is more power in the word than anything that's been working in your generations or settling in your flesh or tormenting your mind. Stop praying with people to be strong enough to bear it. And put your faith in God's will to heal them. You know, people will come, they come to us and they say, oh, just pray for me to be strong enough to go through this, you know, to bear up under it, to die gracefully or whatever it is they want to say. No, let's let God's will come forth to heal. Proverbs 4:20-22, my son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. We're going to pray now, and we're going to declare our redemption through repentance, coming into agreement with God that we are redeemed from the curse of the law and all its implications and all its manifestations. You will then have a responsibility to maintain your freedom by the words of your mouth, the attitudes of your heart, and the actions of your life. As Christians, we must honor God and hold on to what He has committed to us. So if you are willing to believe the word is true, then I would like to ask that you pray this prayer with us. Pray it out loud so all the demons will know you don't agree with them anymore. Hallelujah.
So we are going to go through renunciations now. Is that the right word? Renunciations. And so get comfortable. Praise the Lord. Give Him glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your word. I bind every retaliatory spirit. I bind you, Satan. I say, get behind us in the name of Jesus. God's will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Once again, Father God, I come before you in gratitude for who you are.
Once again, Father God, I come before you in gratitude for who you are.
And for the insights you reveal into your word and in and your truth.
And for the insights you reveal into your word and into your truth.
Forgive me for doubting your will even one time.
Forgive me, Lord, for doubting your will even one time.
I declare that Jesus Christ is my Redeemer.
I declare Jesus Christ is my Redeemer.
He is my deliverer.
He is my deliverer.
And through His blood, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil.
Out of the hand of the devil.
I am sorry, Lord.
I am sorry. That I received
a hell from hell.
Lie from hell. Wrong word.
Oh.
yeah, it was a hell too.
That I received a lie from hell regarding my health.
Regarding my health.
Or the health of someone I love. I am sorry that I believed the lie. And I have lived that lie. I break agreement now with the lie from hell. And I renounce every evil spirit that has spoken it and had held it in place. I renounce every part of the curse of the law and all its manifestations because I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I renounce pestilence. Pestilence, plague. And infectious diseases, including COVID. I renounce consumption all breathing disorders, and lung diseases like tuberculosis, pneumonia, bronchitis, and other life-weakening illnesses. I renounce wasting diseases, muscular dystrophy, ALS, diabetes, cancer in all its forms, and all other autoimmune diseases. Disorders is correct. I renounce fevers, extreme burning, inflammations, scarlet fever, malaria, colds, streptococcus, and all flu viruses. I renounce mildew, jaundice, paleness, liver diseases, immune system disorders, and cancer. I renounce botch, burning sores, boils, inflammatory diseases, ulcers, abscesses, and staphylococcus. I renounce hemorrhoids, tumors, swelling in the groin, enlarged prostate, sores and piles. I renounce itch, scab, skin eruptions, festering sores, and all malignancies, and skin diseases and disorders. I renounce allergies, allergic reactions, rashes, insect toxins, and the evil, malignant, foul scab that is beyond all remedy. I renounce astonishment of heart, confusion of mind, bewilderment, distraction, being crazed in the wit, fear and panic. I renounce schizophrenia, paranoia, hormonal imbalances, and bipolar disease. I renounce the quaking heart, fearful or misgiving heart, anxious and unsettled mind, and all other mental and emotional disorders. I renounce ADD, ADHD, autism, Asperger, and all other syndromes. I renounce blindness, both spiritual and physical, depression, loss of vision and hope, crying, and all other failing of the eyes. I renounce sorrow of the mind,
loss of appetite,
despondency, a languishing spirit, and all spirits that would seek to cause life to be a burden to me night and day. I renounce fibromyalgia, neuropathies, and other unidentified and unspecified conditions of pain.
I renounce fear,
uncertainty, anxiety, living in suspense, and dread. I renounce all evil things. As yet unnamed or not yet recognized, plagues that are unimaginable, extraordinary affliction, plagues of my seed, and genetic disorders. I renounce every disease that was evident in Egypt, and every sickness and every plague
in every place
not written in the book of the law. I have been and am redeemed from these evils from the blood of by the blood of Jesus Christ. Help me, Father, maintain my freedom from these things through my obedience to your word and your will in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, now it's my turn. Oh, thank you, Lord. You can only do this. We cannot do this, but you can. You alone, Lord Jesus, are our deliverer. You are our Messiah. You are our risen Lord. You are the one who paid the price. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by his blood, I speak to every spirit enforcing the curse of the law in God's people. You have been named this night, and I remind you that every name that is named must bow to the name of the Lord. I remind you that these people have broken agreement with you, and you have nothing to cling to. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I cast you out. I cast out the lie from hell and the liar that would oppose the word and the truth of the living God. Get up, get out, and go now. I cast out every malady and affliction named in the curse of the law. I cast out pestilence, plague, infectious diseases, COVID, consumption, breathing disorders, lung diseases, tuberculosis, pneumonia, bronchitis, life-weakening illnesses. I cast out wasting diseases, muscular dystrophy, ALS, diabetes, cancer in every form, skin cancer, lung cancer, throat cancer, toe cancer, anywhere in your body cancer, bone cancer. Get out. Get out in all forms. I cast out autoimmune disorders. I cast out fevers, extreme burning, inflammation, scarlet fever, malaria, colds, streptococcus, sore throat, all flu viruses. Up and out from every cell in their bodies. Take your nasty symptoms with you. I send you into the pit where burning coals fall on you and you cannot rise again. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast out mildew, jaundice, paleness, liver diseases, immune system disorders, all other cancers not yet mentioned. I cast out botch, burning sores, boils, inflammatory diseases, ulcers, abscesses, staphylococcus, up and out. I cast out MRSA. I cast out hemorrhoids, tumors, swelling in the groin, enlarged prostate, sores, piles, itch, scabs, skin eruptions, festering sores, all malignancies and skin diseases and disorders come up and out now. In the name of Jesus, all rashes, get up, get out, and go. All burning sensations on the skin, underneath the skin, anywhere in your body, get out. I cast out allergies, allergic reactions, insect toxins, the evil, malignant, foul scab that's beyond all remedy. Get up, get out, and go. In the name of Jesus, you have no place here. These people have broken agreement with you. I have a sip of water. Thank you, Lord. I cast out all astonishment of heart, confusion of mind, bewilderment, distraction, being crazed in the wits, all fear and all panic. Loose them and let them go. I cast you out. I cast out spirits of schizophrenia, paranoia, hormonal imbalances, bipolar disease, disorder. Get up, get out, and go. I cast out the quaking heart, the fearful or misgiving heart, trembling, anxiety, anxious and unsettled mind. All other mental and emotional disorders, leave now. I cast out ADD, ADHD, autism, Asperger, and all other syndromes. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything I have named, I send you into the consuming fire of the living God. Our God is a consuming fire. I renounce and cast out. I cast out. You have been renounced. I cast you out. Blindness, both spiritual and physical. Depression, loss of vision, hope, loss of hope, get out, crying, all other failing of the eyes. I cast out sorrow of the mind, loss of appetite, despondency, a languishing spirit, all spirits that would seek to cause life to be a burden, night and day, get up, get out, and go. I cast you out. I send you to the pit. The burning coals fall on you and you cannot rise again. I cast out fibromyalgia, neuropathies, all other unidentified or unspecified conditions of pain, all spirits of pain, go. I cast out all spirits of fear, uncertainty, anxiety, living in suspense, dread. Loose them and let them go. I cast out the evil things as yet unnamed or not yet recognized. Plagues that are unimaginable, go. Extraordinary affliction, plagues of the seed, genetic disorders. I cast out every disease that was evident in Egypt, every sickness, every plague not written in the book of the law. Every one of you has been recognized as a defeated foe. And I send you now to the pit, where burning coals fall on you and you cannot rise again. Get up, get out, and go. Take all your lousy, unclean symptoms with you. Take your shortness of breath, your pain, your fear. Go. I stand in the gap between the living and the dead. I forgive those in our bloodlines that have opened doors for ancestral curses of anything named here. Lord, I take responsibility for those curses on behalf of God's redeemed people. And I give those curses to the Lord Jesus, who is our curse bearer according to your word and according to the will of the living God. I send back in the spirit every unclean, ungodly thing that attached itself to any of you through generational cords of iniquity. And I take back for you every godly thing you are meant to have. Father God, I now ask that in every place where these spirits have held their lying vanities in your people in the form of symptoms, that you infuse and fill your people now in those places with perfect truth that removes all doubt. Perfect love that pushes out all fear. And leave your people, Lord God, fully persuaded that you do what you say you do. You are who you say you are. Fill us up, Lord, with your purity and your power, with every fruit of your Holy Spirit. Fill us up with love, joy, peace, patience, faith, gentleness, goodness, meekness, self-control. Fill us, Lord, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. And I am going to let the Lord do his work in you tonight. I think it's very interesting to remember that Jesus Christ took every sickness, infection, illness, injury, infirmity. He took it all on the cross so that you don't have to have it. Every one of the afflictions of mankind was laid upon him when he was tied to that whipping post and his flesh shredded, his bones exposed. It's interesting that Jesus gave, he was given 39 lashes, very cruel, with that whip. And science has segmented 39 categories of disease from which we are redeemed. We are redeemed. So I am going to ask Pastor Phil tonight, rather than taking any comments or questions, I'm going to ask him just to seal this freedom and this deliverance with the Aaronic benediction.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for freedom. Thank you for joy. Thank you for all of your benefits. We are so thankful, Lord. We honor you tonight. We bow our knee before you. We just give you glory with all our hearts, minds, and strength, Father. Lord, I just ask you to seal these words in the hearts of your people. Seal their freedom. And I bind in the name of Jesus any retaliation against God's people for receiving what they rightfully own and deserve, the freedom and deliverance. And Satan, I say, you take your hands off God's people. And I just loose the Holy Spirit to fill any area in your heart where things have been occupying that don't belong there. Now fill them up, Lord, with your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, your joy, your peace, your strength, your authority, now in the name of Jesus. Yes. And I bind retaliation. I say, you take your hands up, get behind us. You will have no way in God's people. We are free, we are redeemed, and you are out of here in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Seal this word in our hearts, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And as Aaron blessed the people of Israel in Numbers, the 6th chapter, I bless you with the Aaronic benediction in Hebrew and English. Yivarech Adonai ve'yishmarecho, yisa Adonai panav elecho yifunecho, yisa Adonai panav elecho v'yisem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you shalom, give you peace. And I'm going to add to the prayer in Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, who is the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord, for your peace. Thank you for your presence in our lives. I just ask that you manifest your peace in your people now in an amazing way. Touch them. Touch and heal. Touch and heal. I just loose the Holy Spirit now to surround God's people and fill them up with all the glory, all the power, all the joy, all the strength, and the peace. Thank you, Father. I loose the spirit of peace. Thank you. I loose shalom. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you again for this word. Seal it in our hearts. Be with us this week as we come and go. Bring us back Friday for this message again. And we just ask you, Lord, for your presence in our life. All we let us be a witness to you. And thank you for the testimonies in advance in the precious, mighty, powerful name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We'll be here at the King's Table in the morning at 7:15. This deliverance will be repeated Friday night at 8:30. God bless you all.
Good night. God bless.